Like, I've been a student of the game, and the only thing I will tell up and coming artists that really want to get involved in the music is if you don't have a platform, find one and get in it. So that's a jewel I drop.
Uh-huh. What's going on, guys? Welcome to the Vontae Vision Podcast. I am your host, Vontae Vision. This is episode number 8. And then on this interview, we sit down with 50 Sosa. 50 Sosa is an up-and-coming artist coming out of Patterson. So make sure you check out this episode. Also, drop a review if you get a chance. 5 golden stars are always appreciated. And you can watch this episode on YouTube at youtube.com/VontaeVision. But without further interruption, let's get into it.
All right, so we got 50 Sosa in the house. Is
nice
that right?
To be here, yeah.
That's dope. We had a conversation earlier, and you had a different name you went by. You want to speak on that?
Yeah, back in 08, when I started doing music, I was going by Sid Chris, and till like 2013, I stopped using it. 2014, we went with 50 Sosa, and we're running with it.
Oh, yeah. What was the thought process behind switching the name?
When I put my first album out back in like 09, people would call me 50. Because my voice similar to 50, and they're like, nah, we're going to call you 50. So the fans actually gave me that.
Oh, okay. Did you kind of agree with people when they said that, or did you kind of like fight it?
At first, I was upset about it because it was like, nah, man, I'm Sid Chris. But then yeah. I just like got used to it and I ran with it.
Oh, okay. Okay. So you're speaking about your first album, and we're going to get into it a little bit later, but, you know, you just dropped an album a couple months ago. How many projects have you dropped so far?
Probably about 8, 9.
Eight or nine? And then how many under the old name, and then how many under the new name?
Under 50 Sosa, just the EP and the new album I just dropped.
Okay.
And, under Sid Chris, it's like 6 of them, maybe.
Oh, okay. Do you have a favorite album that you released?
Actually, the newest one I just dropped, I'm loving it.
Yeah? Why is it favorite?
It was fun. Actually, whenever time I drop a project, it's like a lot of, you know, work, but I had a lot of fun with this one.
Was it just fun just creating it, or just...
Yeah, I mean, like, the production, the features, the studio, the video shoots. I'm just having a blast with it.
Okay. Makes me wonder, like, what's your process, like, when you're in the studio? Maybe you can start off with telling me some of your necessities, you know?
Pretty much, I'll go through beats and stuff and just start writing to them when I hit the studio. Just go Tupac mode on them, just drop tracks and drop.
Yeah, but do you have? Let's say you book a studio session and you need 3 things in order to have a good session. Like maybe it might be like a drink. Maybe it might be, you know what I mean, certain things. Like, do you have 3 things or a couple things you could tell me when you're in that zone that you kind of like to have in the studio?
Just water and that's it. My notebook.
Oh, wow. Oh, so you're still writing on your notepad?
Yeah, I'm old school. We do notebooks around here. Yeah.
That's dope, man. Yeah, a lot of people have switched it up and done things differently now.
Yeah, with the cell phones.
Yeah. But it's just something about the notepad that's just iconic, you know, classic hip-hop. But let's go back a little bit. Let's talk about the upbringing. Where are you from?
Originally, I was born in Mexico, but then as a little kid, they brought me down here to the United States and started off in East Palo Alto, that area, till 95, moved down to Patterson area, and just had a rough upbringing, you know, like lived in the pretty much the hood, and then, you know, went from that to like foster home and, you know, just growing up a little hard.
Did you grow up in a household with mom and dad, or was it just like, did you grow up with your parents? You grew up with grandparents? Who did you grow up with?
As a little kid, my grandma raised me, and the older I got, my mom took me over, and it was just big family.
Okay. Do you have a relationship with your father or not so much?
My actual biological father, I don't know him.
Oh, okay.
But my stepdad, he's like a dad to me.
Okay. And what's your relationship with your mom like?
That's great.
Yeah, that's is that your
love
queen?
My moms.
Yeah, you gotta take care of moms.
Yeah, for sure.
So, at what age did you start getting into like hip hop and rap and all that?
Hip hop. When I was like 14, I started writing, and that's when I knew I loved the music.
Oh yeah, what was going on when you were 14? Like, what was it like? What was the music scene like?
Snoop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love
Snoop.
You seem to be like a big West Coast guy. Like yeah. you mentioned Tupac earlier. And now you're mentioning Snoop Dogg, so I mean that says a lot right there.
I grew up on them.
Do you have any other influences growing up, like as far as musically, like the sound, certain people you'd like to, they influenced you?
It's just basically Pac and E-40 and Snoop.
Oh, so, yeah?
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite song from them, like maybe a favorite E-40 song, maybe a favorite Tupac song?
Tupac Changes, E-40. Just the recent one he did, the Function, I think.
Yeah. That's a dope record.
I love it.
So I feel like I wanted to ask you, like, so when people say Tupac or Biggie, what do you say?
Tupac.
All day. Yeah. That's cool, man. So what was it like when you told your family or your mom that you wanted to be a rapper? Like, how did they respond to that?
They were not surprised by it because it runs in the family. A lot of people in my family love music, so they were not surprised by it.
Mm. So, do you have like a musical background at all, like in your family?
My grandpa, he actually went out with the group and did like mariachi. So when he was young, up till at an older age, and so you know, my family, they've been around music. So it was like when I told them I'm doing music, they're not surprised.
Yeah. Oh man, that's so. Would you say that they had an influence in you, like just because it was around your family and whatnot?
Yeah.
Do you remember the first time you went to the studio?
First time in probably 99, 2000.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
What was that like? Walk me through it.
Studios back then are different than now. Now you could just go in, punch out. The studios back then is old dads, ADATs. Mm-hmm. And so you go in there and it's like you almost have to spit out a whole song with the hooks and everything all in one take. And
yeah,
that's what I did. And I was ready for it.
Do you miss how it used to be, like the technology, or do you kind of like how it advanced?
I like it better right now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's way easier. A lot less things you have to like worry about.
Yeah, for sure.
That's cool, man. I just want to talk about going to a studio because, you know, like you said, you mentioned at 14, and I don't know what age it was when you got to go to the actual studio, because I feel like it's that moment you start writing, you know, stuff in your pad, and then you like you start feeling this confidence, and then one day you get that chance to go into a studio, and you're like, yo, this is like, it's either in that moment you feel like this is what I want to do. Or you feel like maybe this isn't what I want to do.
Yeah, and that's how I felt. When I walked in, I was like, yeah, this is what I want to do.
This is it. Yeah. That's cool, man. So let's speak about, in your music, you talk about Patterson. Mm-hmm. What does Patterson mean to you?
I love Patterson. That's my city. That's my town.
Yeah?
Yep.
What was it like being in Patterson, you know? Like, tell me, like, if I've never been there, how would you explain Patterson to someone?
Palm trees. Other than that, when I moved out here, the young kids and everybody, they embraced me, the homies, and and it's all love. It's family over there. So,
So that's home.
Yep, that's home.
Wow. Have you had a chance to like perform in Patterson yet?
Not yet.
Not yet. What do you think about the? Do you think Patterson has a music scene?
It's going to have it as, I mean, I hope the music that I do and these cats around here inspire young cats over there to really get out and do their thing.
Yeah, because you would consider Patterson to be a small town, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I feel the same exact way. I just wanted to hear your opinion and your takes on it and whatnot. Who inspired you growing up? Like, who would you consider to be, like, maybe a hero that, like, it could be a grandfather or something like that?
I mean, yeah, my grandfather, because he was all about music, and he was a big influence on what I do right now.
Oh, okay. So you would say your grandpa, that's your hero?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's fast forward, because you said that you've done 8 or 9 projects, right? Have you had a chance to collaborate with everyone you wanted to, or is there still people you want to collaborate with?
I mean, I want to collaborate with people like, you know, like E-40 I just mentioned. I love him, so I would like to have a chance to get a do something with him. And I've done in the past a track with Slim of 112, so I thought that was dope.
Oh, wow. Talk about that. Like, did that happen?
I got the track and I hit the studio, dropped it, put it on the album, Northside Story. Mm-hmm. And, it was dope. I loved it.
Wow. That's dope. I feel like the further you get in this game, if you go the right direction, you start meeting the right people. So to hear a story like that is inspiring for people, you know, like, because, you know, it doesn't just happen overnight. It just doesn't happen like that. But is that it? Like, just E-40? Like, so if you drop on your next album, if, you know, you had to budget for whoever you want, who would you give me a couple names.
I love Mozzie. I'd love to have him. If I had the budget, Kendrick. J. Cole. I love J. Cole. He just dropped the album.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Which one do you like better, Cole or Kendrick?
Kendrick.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why?
I mean, I'm a West Coast guy. I'm,
yeah.
I'm a beat bias here.
Yeah, definitely. I feel the same exact way. It's kind of, sometimes it's hard to decide, but at the end of the day, it's just that West Coast love I have for them. Okay. Explain to me, because you've been doing music for a minute, explain to me in what ways your newest music has changed from your old music. Like,
I mean, really, it hasn't changed. It's just that every time I put out an album, I work with the producers that are held at the time. So maybe next year I'm not going to be working with the same producers. Whoever's hot,
mm-hmm.
that's who I'm rocking with. So I've mm-hmm. always done that, and nothing has changed.
Oh, okay. So would you say, like, maybe you got, lyrically, you got a little better? Do you think that, you know, you got better songwriting?
I think as far as lyrically, I'm pretty good at that. As far as the way I want to put my music out,
mm-hmm.
I try to do a little more songwriting.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I try to study a little more.
Yeah, I hear it in the music. Like, when I heard your last album that we're going to talk about in a minute, I can hear that you put some thought into the structure. Just even, like, from top to bottom, the whole album, it didn't feel like this was your first time. You know, it's I felt like you put some thought into each song individually, and then also as the project. Like, I'm pretty sure there were some songs that didn't make it that I felt like, you know what I mean, you cut out the fat towards it. So that's, I would say I noticed, and I definitely agree with that. We had talked about Patterson earlier and about performing in general. I want to talk about that. Is there any places that you will want to perform at? Like a dream venue, maybe, you know, Summer Jam.
I mean, Summer Jam, that's the one, down, maybe Coachella.
Oh, yeah, Coachella?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that would be dope, man. I certain places when you perform at, you're like, wow, you know, I really.
Yeah, I would love to perform in outside a big crowd, yeah.
All right, before we start talking about the album and everything, how would you describe your musical style? Like, how would you describe your style of music?
I mean, at the moment, that's what it is. So it's like whatever it's rocking at the moment, that's what it is. I mean, I'm not the most lyrical, but, like, you know, my music is like gangster rap. That's what it is.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. We might be bouncing around here, but I want to talk to you about the first album that you've purchased. Do you remember growing up and the first time you actually brought an album? What album was that?
The first album I ever bought was a Criss Cross album.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You're a big fan?
When I was growing up, yeah.
I think everybody was at that time.
Yeah.
And then you said you brought it, or you didn't, maybe like someone else brought it for you?
I had allowance, so first thing that I did with it when that album came out, I bought it.
Did it affect you when you found out like one of the members, Chris Cross, I think his name is Chris, passed? Like, did that bother you?
It brought memories when I was a kid because I grew up listening to them, and then when he passed, I'm like, damn, man, let me hear that music again, and it brought memories.
Damn, yeah, that's crazy. Artists, especially when you grow up, they have like a certain place with you. You know, like especially as you know, when you're 14, 15, mm-hmm. around that time, you grow up, and then you just, that music is so nostalgic, and it's just like it just holds a special place.
Oh yeah.
So that's why I wanted to ask you. Is there anybody on your bucket list of people who you want to see live, like live performers?
Live performance, Kendrick Lamar.
You want to really see Kendrick?
Yeah.
Have you had a chance to see like E-40 perform yet?
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, at the X Fest.
Oh yeah, did you like his performance?
I loved it.
Yeah. That's dope, man. So what do you look for when you go to a show? Like when you go to a show, what are you looking for? You being an artist yourself, what do you look for when you see another artist up there?
I mean, I just want to see them perform the songs I like.
That's dope, man. I completely agree. So, you know, I've been to X-Fest before, and it's a great place. It's a festival. There's a lot of drinking there. Mm-hmm. So I want to ask you, if you're going to buy a drink, what would it be?
I don't even drink. But if it was, probably Hennessy.
Hennessy? Yeah, I love Hennessy. Okay, have you been kind of like listening to what's going on a little bit, like with music and everything?
Yeah, I pay attention.
What songs stick in your head nowadays or these days that you really like?
Right now? Oh, man. I don't know. The Migos, they hot right now, so like a lot of stuff they put out just sticks out in my head.
Mm-hmm. Do you still listen to the radio or not so much?
Not really.
Yeah. So since you don't listen to the radio, how are you listen to like it on a streaming service?
So most of the time I'll go on YouTube. Like I'll subscribe to a lot of channels and whatever's new.
Okay.
I'll listen to it and see the videos, stuff like that.
Okay. Since you're on YouTube, what other stuff are you doing on YouTube? Like what other stuff are you searching?
It's basically music that I like, artists that I like, and sometimes I just like looking at performances and stuff like that.
Like, would you consider yourself like a student of the game?
Oh, yeah, I'm always studying.
Yeah. It definitely sounds like that, and I want to ask you this about fashion. I don't want to go too heavy into it or whatnot, but do you feel like you have someone you look up to fashion, like a fashion icon that you have, and why you look up to them?
I mean, I'm not big into fashion, but lately I love Supreme.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. What other brands do you find of, like, you mentioned Supreme? Is there any other brands that's kind of out there that, you know, when you see him, you know, you're gonna spend the money for it?
Just Jordan. That's all.
Jordan?
Yeah. Not much.
Yeah. Speaking of Jordan, Do you own a pair of Jordans yet, or have you brought some Jordans?
Not lately, but I will be.
Oh, okay.
They're coming out with the throwbacks almost every month, so.
Yeah. You know, I didn't know because it was a couple of years ago when I brought my first pair of Jordans, and I brought them. Yeah, because, you know, I had a job and whatnot, so it was one of those things that felt so special to me because I was like, I finally got a pair of J's, you know? So I didn't know if you had a moment like that yet, since you mentioned you like the brand a lot. Okay, so since it sounds like you're very knowledgeable in music and whatnot, would you give any artists, like an artist, a tip? Any tips? Like what tips would you give an up-and-coming artist?
Like, I've been a student of the game, and the only thing I will tell up-and-coming artists that really want to get involved in the music is if you don't have a platform, find one and get in it. So that's a jewel I drop.
Yeah, like, what does that mean? Like, a platform, you mean like an Instagram, or?
I mean, yeah, for sure, it's good to get on social media and network with people, but more than anything, when you come out, you're not going to have no fans, no people to look at you, so
right.
If you don't have a platform, get on one, like, if you shoot a video and you put it on Thizzler, that's a platform.
Oh,
get on
okay.
Win. So that's a jewel I dropped to
okay.
Youngsters.
Okay. Dope. All right. So now let's get into the album. I'm going to talk about the album. You just released it. How long? When did you drop your album XIV?
February 28th.
Oh, yeah? First of all, two things. How long did it take you to put together this album?
It was actually a three-year process, and when I got it all together, it took 2 months to, like, drop it.
To put it all together
yeah.
And finish it out. And the second thing I'm going to talk about is what was your inspiration behind the name?
The name, I mean, it's more of a street thing. And so I just wanted to let my people know, you know, this is me and mm-hmm. this is what I'm rocking with.
Okay. So. And then also, what was your inspiration behind the album cover? Because, you know, you kind of got this this like Egypt vibe. What was your inspiration?
I mean, I'm a big fan of like Kanye and what he does, and like when he did when he does his albums, and they look very like creative. And I wanted to get away from all the other stuff and kind of get creative with it. So you know, that's what I did.
Just since we're speaking about Kanye, have you been paying attention to like some of his recent rants?
I mean, when Kanye getting ready to drop something, we already know he's going to do something crazy, but...
Yeah, yeah. Strategic marketing, right?
For sure.
Okay. So the album has 10 songs, 27-minute runtime. What's your favorite song off the album?
My favorite song? Wasted.
Know you wanna fuck, know you wanna smoke, know you wanna drink, know you wanna get wasted. Get wasted. Get wasted. Know you wanna fuck, know you wanna smoke, know you wanna drink, know you wanna get wasted. Get wasted. Get wasted.
Yeah, mine too. That's my favorite record sonically, just listening to it. But why is it yours though? What makes that record special?
I mean, the way it was put together, the production, the beat's dope, and the hook just the hook just puts it all in place.
Right. And you're featuring an artist, you're featuring an artist on that song. What's his name?
Wasted featuring Big Oso Loke. That's a homeboy. He showed a lot of love and he did his thing, and I appreciate it.
Oh, okay. Do you guys plan on working together more in the future?
Oh, yeah, I definitely want to work with the homeboy.
Okay. Sure. Do you have a song that, you know, that's your favorite, but what other songs are you hearing are favorites from other people, maybe like your family? Like, do they have a certain song that they're gravitating to? Not really
as
sure.
As far as my album, a lot of people that I know, they like the Golden State anthem just because it's dedicated to the Warriors.
I put my J's on when I touch down. You know how that sound, best believe it's going down. Straight up out the hood, yeah, I get the bag now. Chef Curry with the rock, so it's on now. Gotta bring the title home back to the Bay. Can't stop, won't stop, we're going all the way. Everybody in the team like to shoot Trey. Splash Brothers on there, we don't play.
They know that they're Warrior fans and they'll tell me, yo, I love that song.
Mm-hmm. Are you a Warriors fan?
Yeah.
Okay. I seen that music video too. I really like it.
Thanks.
Where'd you guys shot that at the Coliseum?
Yeah, we went to Oracle and then went to Frisco, finish off the shoot over there.
Okay. And then on that song, you're featuring someone as well. Want to speak on that?
Yeah, my brother Mokeet.
Oh yeah. You know, you mentioned that he's your brother. Like, how's you guys' relationship? Like, is it?
He's my in-law, but I call him brother.
No. But more or less saying that, like, does he influence you? Is he someone who motivates you?
Yeah, he's like a big brother to me.
Okay. Yeah. Do you guys, out of the features that you have on here, because you have four features altogether, who's your favorite one to work with?
I mean, they were all, I love them all in a different way.
Mm. Fair enough, fair enough. Then another one that I wanted to talk about that we actually did a music video for today, mm-hmm. Thug Style featuring Junior Sosa. Mm-hmm. You want to talk about that?
I mean, the way it came about is Junior had got locked up and I had to sit down with him and told him, yo, I want you to do music, so jump on this track. And he did, and I loved it. It's dope.
Okay, so that's your son, right?
Yeah.
Wow. Is he inspired to do music, or did you inspire him right now?
I want him to gravitate to music and see what he does with it.
Okay. But it seems like he likes it.
Oh, yeah, he loves it.
Cool, man. That's dope. I like to hear that, hear stuff like that, you know, like being a father and you're pushing that towards your son to do better and, you know, motivate and push yourself. And,
yeah, for
and that's,
sure.
that's inspiring, man. Do you have a song that's your least favorite? What's your least favorite song?
That I've done?
On this album.
On this album? Man, some days I wake up liking Wasted, another day I wake up liking Golden State, but nah, I like it all.
But there's not a song that on here you're like, maybe I would do that again, or whatnot, no? No? You thought about it and put it all together, put a lot of time into this album, right? Okay. Okay, so the one song that I think that needed a little extra sauce for me, I don't know if I was like, wasn't emotional enough for it, was the I Miss You. Mm-hmm. That was a song sometimes when I listen to it that like I kind of feel like sometimes I could listen to it and write it through, and then sometimes I'm like, I don't think I'm here for it right now. Mm. But that's like the only song on the album that I feel that way. So I don't know if maybe because I think the hard thing would... artists is, especially like how you said, like doing things for the streets and for the hood and whatnot, is to get that emotional side and put that out there. Mm-hmm. You know, so I'm not saying that I can't do that, but I feel you know what I mean? Just feel a way about it. Mm-hmm. Did you always make songs like this? Like, did you always make, you know...
The love songs?
Yeah,
I did an EP called Forever, and that was pretty much a Valentine's album. That's it was. Yeah.
Okay. All right, man. 10 songs. I'm excited to see what this album does. You've done... How many music videos have you done on all together, would you say?
For this album?
Yeah, for this album.
It's going to have 6.
6?
Yeah.
When did you start doing music videos? Like, when was the first time you...
The first time we did a music video... I appeared at my cousin John Dollar's shoot back in 2011, and that got me to like really want to shoot videos.
Mm. What was it about it?
It was just at the moment, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, definitely. All right, man. What can we expect next? What's gonna happen in the future for you? What's your plans?
As far as music, me and Mo Keed, we're going to drop a EP pretty soon, like in the next 2-3 months. And 2019, top of 2019, I'm going to drop the Mexican Gangsta 2 album. That's for the 10-year anniversary of my first ever album, so that should be dope.
That's dope. Do you plan on doing a lot of, Hispanic music a little bit in there?
I've been getting a lot of feedback from people in Mexico, so I'm gonna show them love and just do a single out for them, just to let them know, yo, thanks for checking me out.
That's dope, man. All right, where can people find you at?
I mean, as far as social media, mm-hmm. on Snapchat, Instagram, and Twitter, i50sosa, and as far as music, iTunes, just search 50 Sosa on iTunes, Spotify, Tidal, Google Play.
Everywhere.
Yeah, YouTube, everywhere.
All right, man. Appreciate the time for doing the interview, and I'll catch you later.
Thanks.
All right, the episode is over. Please subscribe and leave a review. That would mean the world to me. And also, leave a review so I can mention you in the next episode. And also, just a reminder, you can find this episode on YouTube at youtube.com/VonteVision. All right, I'll catch you guys next time.